Let's check in with travel expert Onetta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news headlines and get her travel tip of the week. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onetta Forbes. OnettaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onetta.
Hi, Randy. Welcome to winter.
Yes. And usually with this kind of weather, everybody wants to get away someplace warm, which kind of gets us to our first headline, talking about IATA and a survey about passenger preferences. I'm not sure if this was in the survey, but I would think a warm destination would be one, anyways, for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you and me are, and a whole bunch of people want to get away somewhere warm. And this IATA report, it was, it's saying that travelers today want an online experience like they're going to get from ordering on Amazon. And we've all ordered on Amazon. So getting through the airport quickly was the greatest desire of the 10,000 survey respondents from 222 countries, with 50% saying they would be satisfied being there for 30 minutes or less, and almost all under an hour. Passenger preference is to fly from an airport close to home, having all booking options and services available in one single place, pay with their preferred payment method, and easily offset their carbon emissions. So they're also willing to complete processing elements off airport. 44% of travelers identified check-ins as their top pick for off-airport processing, and immigration procedures were second most top pick at 32%, followed by baggage. Now, the people that are interested in more options for baggage handling, like they want, they're interested in home pickup and delivery, and 73% want remote check-in options. So it's all the things that we want to make it convenient to start our trip and end our trip.
Well, that leads us to our second headline, which may bring a lot of disappointment from based on that survey, and that is anticipating more flight disruptions and delays.
Yes, so there's a parliamentary hearing that was held in the last week or so, and it's saying that the airline industry is warning them that the flight disruptions will be unavoidable this coming holiday travel season as an ongoing labor shortage drags on. And so travel industry representatives says problems retaining certain workers, such as pilots, and air traffic controllers persist heading into the busy winter season. And sources say airlines are relying on temporary foreign workers to fill the employee gap or the employment gap, which in some cases raises concerns around training and safety.
So pack your patience, as we always say. One more step for Canada Jetlines, it looks like.
I know. The United States Department of Transportation has granted new leisure airline Canada Jetlines permission, or economic authority, to fly into the U.S. The ruling is effective immediately and will be replaced by a permanent foreign air carrier permit in due course. Canada Jetlines now requires only FAA approvals before it can start operating to the U.S., and the carrier expects this process to be completed before the end of the year.
Good news. More options to get us to those warmer destinations, right?
That's right.
What's your travel tip this week?
So when you're traveling abroad, and you probably are looking like a tourist because you're from out of town, but be careful that you try and blend in, because you're vulnerable to crime. So try and blend in as much as you can. Choose inconspicuous clothing that won't attract attention. Be discreet when looking at maps and approach people carefully if you need to ask for a direction. Also consider investing in protective clothing and gear that will make it more difficult for pickpockets to steal money and other personal items. A couple of things that I have is a RFID wallet, so the bad guys can't come and scan my credit card or my passport, as well as a crossbody bag that has a strap that are cut resistant.
Good tips and good advice. Onetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onetta Forbes. OnettaForbes.com is her website. Thanks, Onetta. We'll chat next week.
You bet. Take care.